It's Grand Ole Opry time, starring Red Foley!
Hey, Jemima, she was old, but very kind and clever. She had a notion all her own that she would marry never. She said that she would live in peace and none could be her master. And she made her living day by day in selling other class food. Sheepskin, pantheon, beeswax, flaxseed, buttermilk, sweet milk, wheat flour dough, horse glue, fish glue, pine tar, smart weed. Put them in the oven and you bake it soft, slow. Fry it up, tie it up, throw it on, cures anything from a chill to a cough. It'll burn a blister on a petrified pig, and you'll have trouble when you try to get it on. Neighbor had a Thomas cat that was an awful glutton. He never caught a mouse or rat, but stole both milk and mutton. They tried so hard to keep him home, but none could feed the master. Till they plugged the fence hole up with Aunt Jemima's plaster. Sheepskin, paraffin, beeswax, flaxseed, buttermilk, sweet milk, wheat flour dough, horse glue, fish glue, pine tar, smartweed. Put them in the oven and you bake so slow. Fry it up, tie it up, throw it on, cures anything from a chill to a cough. It'll burn a blister on a petrified pig, and you'll have trouble when you try to get it all. Thanks a lot to you.
Red, there doesn't seem to be one little speck of room left here in the Opry House tonight, and it's no wonder, because we got us a show lined up here that just won't quit, with Minnie Pearl, Claude Sharp and the Old Hickory Singers, Wally Fowler and the Oak Ridge Quartet, and the entire singing and dancing gang.
Yes, sir, and instead of one big guest attraction, we've got two. First of all, our very special guest, the old lovesick boy, sick blues boy, Hank Williams, is going to be with us. Yes, sir.
And pinch-hitting for Rod Brassfield, who's on vacation, we have that famous team of blackface comics, Jam Up and Honey.
Yes, sirree, Bob, it's going to be a big show we've got for you tonight, and we're getting on with it right now with the Oak Ridge Quartet, led off here with Wally Fowler. And the boys are singing one of the nation's leading spiritual songs, as only they can do it, called Lead Me to That Rock.
Why don't you
lead me to that rock that is higher than I hold? Lead me to that rock.
Yes,
lead me to that rock. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Well, you go down in yonder's fold, search among the sheep.
My brother,
thou hast been a shelter for me.
You will find him there, so I am told, for those he loves to keep.
My brother,
thou hast been a shelter for me. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Lead me to that rock.
Yes,
lead me to that rock. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Why don't you lead me to the rock that's higher than I? Why don't you lead me to the rock that's higher than I? Why don't you lead me to the rock that's higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me. Boom, 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 boom.
Lead on, lead me. Yes, you might lead me. Why don't you lead me to that rock
that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me.
It doesn't matter much what part of the country you happen to be in right now, because no matter where you are, it's a darn good bet that the jukebox in the little place down the street has at least one recording on it by tonight's guest. He's a mighty popular guy right now and deserves every bit of his popularity. So, folks, let's get him out here right now. The old lovesick blues boy, Hank Williams. Hank, we haven't seen much of you lately, buddy. Of course, that means you've been out on some personal appearances. And Ben, do you mind telling us where you've been?
Be glad to. Been traveling around, meeting a lot of the folks, mostly out in the West, Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana.
Good people down in there.
Fine folks.
Well, sir, now that we've got you hogtied here, Hank, how about singing us that new one of yours that's going so big all over the country called I Just Don't Like This Kind of Living?
Appreciate it. You'd like it.
Just like this kind of living. I'm tired of doing all the giving. Well, I give my all and set and yearn and get no loving in return. And I just don't like this kind of living. Why do we stay together? We always fuss and fight. You ain't never known to be wrong, and I ain't never been right. Tell me where you think we're going. 'Cause I ain't got no way of knowing. When things go wrong, you go your way. You leave me here to pay and pay. And I just don't like this kind of living. I just don't like the things you're doing. Your evil heart may be your ruin. When things start running smooth and free, you haul right off and you pick on me. And I just don't like this kind of living. They say the road of love is long, it's rocky and it's rough. But if this road don't start to get smooth, I've traveled it long enough. Why don't you act a little older and get that chip off of your shoulder? Well, I've told you once, now I'll tell you twice. You better start to treat me nice, 'cause I just don't like this kind of living.
Thanks a lot to you, friends. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot to you. We're gonna have Hank back here. We're gonna get him back here in just a few minutes. He's got another song for you, friends. Old Hank is always well liked whenever we have him here. Say, Hank, we're expecting you back here in a few minutes, so don't get too far away there, will you, buddy? I can see that everybody out front here is in a very happy frame of mind tonight, so suppose we keep it up by calling out the laughing lady from Grinder Switch. And that could be Cousin May Pearl!
I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, I'll tell you, I'm just tickled to death to see so many men here. No, thank you. Not that I've got anything against women, but I sometimes wish the Lord had made me a man. He made them for other girls. By the way, does anybody want a raffle?
Yeah.
Wait. No, wait a minute. Not me. No, I don't want to raffle. I don't want to raffle nobody. I'm ticklish. I'm trying to get wrestlers for our Grinder Switch Wrestling Club. It's called the Grinder Switch Groaning Grunt Club. And the reason we need so many wrestlers is because as fast as they get thrown out of the ring, the girls grab them up. I got this bruise on my elbow. Well, sir, Man Mountain Murdoch, he throwed one fella so far out of the ring, the poor fella had to buy a ticket to get back in. But brother, that brother of mine, he's a wrestler now since they got the club down there. He wrestled Bone Cruncher Baliba. He did. He wrestled it. All the while they was wrestling, brother just laughed and laughed and laughed. When Bone Cruncher stood on one of brother's feet and began stretching his legs apart, I thought brother'd split. Finally, brother got what you call a grinder switch gristle grip on Bone Cruncher. That's a holt where you stick your ear in between the other feller's teeth and scream. Well, so long about this time. I most generally usually have a lot of fun with Rodley Brassfield, but I'm sorry he ain't here tonight. Bless his heart, he's away on a little vacation. But Red Foley just give me a note from Rod and I'll read it to you. Rodley, he sent this up here for me to read, y'all. He says, "Dear Minnie..." Yes, sir, thank you. He says, "Dear Minnie..." That there's my name, Minnie Pearl. That is why he said that. he said. Well, it is. It's writ here, plain so his feller could read. He says, "Dear Minnie, sorry I can't be there on account of my lozenge. I got a bum throat." That means that Rod's having trouble with laryngitis. He always does when he tries to spell it. And then Rodley goes on to say, "My throat got so bad I figured I ought to go to the doctor. And when I got to the doctor's office, they done the silliest thing. They made me go in another room and take off all my clothes. I couldn't figure out what they meant at first. They said, 'Go into that room and disrobe.' And I said, 'Disrobe? I ain't wearing no robe.'" Rod says, "Why do they tell a fella to disrobe when they want him discoated, dis-shirted, dis-panted, and dis-drawered?" I ought to read that before I come out here. I ought to know better than that. And then Rodley goes on to say in his note, he says, "Minnie, I told that doctor that when I talked, I felt like I had a bullfrog in my throat. And that there doctor, he says, I can fix it so when you talk, there won't be no frog, but I ain't sure about the bull." But I tell you,
well, I guess you folks can hear Uncle Eggie McEwen sort of cording soft back there in the background. Of course, that means that it's leading us up to tonight's hymn. The song we have tonight is a fine old sacred song that we think a lot of you know and love. "Oh, Lord, I'm Coming Home."
I've wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The path of sin too long I've tried. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home, coming home. I've wasted many precious years. Now I'm coming home. I now repent with bitter tears. Lord, I'm coming home.
Coming.
You boys join forces here with Marvin Hughes, and let's hear a little harmonizing on "Oh, You Beautiful Doll."
Honey dear, won't you dear, just turn out the light and come over here. Get so close up to my side. My heart's afire with one desire. In my arms, rest complete. Never thought that life could ever be so sweet till I met you some time ago. But now you know I love you so. Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. Let me put my arms about you. I could never live without you. Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. If you ever leave me, how my heart will ache. I want to hug you, but I fear you break. Oh, 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 you beautiful doll.
Walters, our funny man from Hohenwald, Rod Brasfield, is not with us tonight. Rod's going to have him a well-deserved rest. While he's gone, we're mighty proud and pleased and also mighty lucky here to have those two minstrels, the funny boys, Jam Up and Honey!
Doggone it, I'm right here.
Yeah, I've been looking for you, fat boy. Say,
what's the matter?
Did you know that I'm in love?
No, what are you talking about, sonny boy? You can't be in love.
I am, too.
Old as you is, your love light has done burnt out on you.
Well, just cause the light is out, ain't no sign the current's turned off. I think it is.
All right, then, good buddy. Just haul off and tell me about this brand new gal of yours.
Oh, honey, this gal is something.
Yeah.
What I mean, she's got class and lots of it, good buddy.
Oh, yeah, she's a well-reared gal, is she?
Let me have that again, will you please?
What I say is she a well-reared gal?
Yeah, and she don't do so bad in front either.
Yes, sir, good buddy. From the way you talking, I believe you kind of going for the gal showing up.
Well, I told you I was in love with the gal.
Mm-hmm.
See, when I started to leave her house last night, I kind of tickled her up under the chin there.
Uh-huh.
She looked up at me with the sweetest smile and showed her winter teeth.
What do you mean, winter teeth?
Two below. You know, honey.
What's that?
She has got the prettiest Indiana figure I ever seen.
Now, wait a minute. What is there about the gal to make you say she got an Indiana figure?
Such a large South Bend, man.
Yeah, damn up. You know something, sonny boy. Just like that old adage, woman is just like a gold mine. Man never knows her true value.
Woman like a gold mine and man never know a true value, huh?
That's what I done told you.
Yeah, there sure have been many a poor sucker gone broke prospecting, too.
Yeah,
sure. Now, look at you.
Yeah.
How come you ain't got you no sweetheart, honey?
Oh, I tell you that, Jam Up. I just ain't never found a gal that suits me.
Well, that's bad. That's bad,
you see, I'm looking for a gal that can keep the house, that can cook, can sew, and one that don't ever want to go out and wear at night.
Well, I'll dig you up one like that next time I'm out at the graveyard, big buddy.
You know, and another thing, I was just standing here wondering how come these women don't go for me.
Well, now, for one thing, honey, you look so bad.
I look bad?
Yeah, huh? Just look at that old suit of clothes you wearing there. Now, that's bad.
Well, now, wait a minute. What's wrong with this here suit of clothes, good buddy? I lives in this suit of clothes I've got on here.
You lives in the suit, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's the trouble. Looks like you've been taking in boarders in that southeast bedroom now, too.
I got a feeling called the blues, oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she calls me sweet dad. Such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. But I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. That's what's the matter with me. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal, but she don't care about me. Lord, I tried and I tried to keep her satisfied, but she just wouldn't stay. So now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling called the blues, oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Oh, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she calls me sweet. Daddy. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues.
Well, now you ain't got faith till you got religion. No, you ain't got faith till you got religion. Said you ain't got faith till you got religion. So get religion in your soul.
Great Lord, will it happen in the story like the good book said? Well, David met Goliath and he fought him dead. David wasn't worried when he had the sword, cause he had religion and he trusted in the Lord. Well, Noah thought the flood would be the judgment day. He began to build the ark without delay. Well, Noah wasn't worried when the waters poured, cause he had religion and he trusted in the Lord. Well, Moses and his people knew they had to flee, so he led the crossing of the deep Red Sea. But Moses wasn't worried when he had the ford, cause he had religion and he trusted in the Lord.
Well, now you ain't got faith
till you got religion.
Said you ain't got faith
till you got religion.
Oh, you ain't got faith
till you got religion. So get religion in your soul.
I said you ain't got faith
till you got religion.
Oh, you ain't got faith
till you got religion.
Said you ain't got faith
till you got religion. So get religion in your soul.
I heard church music when I met you. Church music in my heart. Heard the organ music play when you said there'd come a day that we'd never be apart. Dreamed of you all in white beside me, with shoes, rice, and even tears. But you're wearing on your hands someone else's wedding band, with church music ringing in my ears.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.